E.T. Phone Home.
I'm just having some brewski beers at my Mojo Dojo Casa house.
Wendy, I'm home.
There's no place like home.
Welcome to the House of Cinema podcast. I am your host, Joe Aragon, and in the house today, a power ranking of the 2023 prospects for Best Picture. But before we get into that, I need to introduce a new guest to the podcast, the Film Drunk, a.k.a. I guess it's Jonathan, a.k.a. the Film Drunk, not the Film Drunk, a.k.a. Jonathan. Yeah. Unless you changed your birth certificate recently to the Film Drunk.
I could. Thinking about it.
Jonathan, you run the Film Drunk channel on YouTube. I'm curious, how long have you been covering Oscar-related content, movie content now?
I made the channel in 2020, which, thinking back on it, probably not the best idea to start a film-related thing in the middle of COVID. But I guess for 3 years now, coming on.
Okay, 3 years. And I'm curious now, we're entering 2024. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this year going into it? Is this a better year than last year? Worse year than last year? I mean, it's obviously better than like 2020.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling going into this year's Oscars compared to like last year's?
I think this is definitely a stronger year if I had to take a poll. But I'll be perfectly honest. For me, there is no singular movie where I am going to like have a meltdown on camera if it doesn't win. Last year, I like had a meltdown when like my precious Babylon lost best score. I was very much into Everything Everywhere. So I think overall, I will admit this year is probably the better one, but there's no singular movie that'll do it for me.
Now, do you think that's a good or bad thing though? Because I feel like Oscar years last year, the year before, even in 2019, it feels like going into the Oscar race, it was a pretty clear, or maybe it's a little early still. I think it's important to note, we're recording this on December 22nd. Things can wildly change the next month or two and kind of our placements in the power rankings and what we predict will win. But it feels like compared to like last year and the year before, I don't know if there's like a clear, this is the movie taking it all. Do you feel like that this year? Like we have that movie this year?
I mean, are we sure it's not Oppenheimer?
I don't know. Are we sure? I think that's the easy answer to say Oppenheimer feels like it's going to take it all.
Yeah.
This time last year, I feel like I was listening to some podcasts and people talk about it. Everything Everywhere All at Once was obviously in the conversation, but I feel like it didn't really move to the point where like, oh, it's taking it all until February or January.
Ah, interesting.
Do you agree with that or no?
No, I think you're totally right about that. But see, this is why your boy on this podcast, who had Everything Everywhere in September, I think, at number one, and I did not remove it.
You're ahead of the curve then.
Just a small little brag for your audience who may not know me very well. Just a small little flex.
Jonathan knew since March of 2022 it was going to win Best Picture.
I was like, lock it in.
Lock it in. Good call. Here's what we'll do. For everybody listening, this is a power ranking mostly for Best Picture. We'll get into some other categories maybe towards the latter half of the podcast, but we're going to really focus on Best Picture, kind of choose the obvious shoo-ins, the movies on the bubble, and then kind of the movies that are long shots, but hey, you never know. It's the Academy and they make some weird decisions. And then we'll kind of dig deeper as we talk about those. But here are the movies I've written down as like, these are the ones that we'll kind of discuss. Let me know if I'm missing one that you think is a little obvious, all right? So here's what we have. Oppenheimer, obviously. Barbie.
Yep.
Poor Things. Killers of the Flower Moon. The Holdovers. Maestro. American Fiction. Past Lives. Anatomy of the Fall. Zone of Interest. The Color Purple. Air. I don't know why it's so high on the list, but it's there. All of Us Strangers, Napoleon, Across the Spider-Verse, Rustin, Origin, Saltburn, Next Goal Wins, Are You There, Got It to Be Margaret. Those last four I've kind of just threw in there because we'll talk about those later. Any movie that you think I'm missing or that we should maybe throw on here because we'll have to talk about it?
I would throw in May, December.
Oh, well, awkward. I feel like I had that there and it's not. Okay.
Yeah, I'd throw in a little May, December.
Throw in a little December.
I think, I mean, these aren't too serious, but, you know, like there's the Iron Claw, which has a chance, I guess. Society of the Snow, theoretically. And if we're like, you know, I mean, we have Next Goal Wins on there. I mean, it doesn't hurt to add in like the Boy and the Heron or something, you know?
Okay, okay. I want to go back to something you said about the Iron Claw. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it. Is it too late for the Iron Claw? Did it fuck itself over for coming out in December?
I think it's too late. I think like some movies, they just have that prestige like immediately. And it doesn't need time to build up. But some movies where some people aren't sure and then it becomes like an actual hit and then it's like a gradual word of mouth, like in Everything Everywhere, basically, Iron Claw feels like it's a little too late. Like it's just coming out now to people.
Yeah. So I guess the date of this recording, it's getting its wide release and people are barely discovering it. Mm-hmm. It feels like if this movie came out in September, hell, maybe even October, we'd be having a different conversation where I feel like Iron Claw would be probably in the 10 or 11 spot. Like it has to be considered.
Probably. I mean, can you imagine if A24 like sent the Iron Claw to TIFF, like Toronto, and like made audiences cry, like placed maybe, and then we're off. But
this is my problem with A24, a studio that I like, but it does feel like they put their stock into like one or two movies a year and then tend to ignore their other movies. And obviously it panned out last year with Everything Ever Once and The Whale. But it feels like now they're making or they're producing or distributing all these movies that are really good. This year they've put most of their stock into what? Zone of Interest?
Yeah, Zone of Interest or Past Lives. Take your pick. And then the Iron Claw is kind of left with the scraps.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Okay, so these are the movies we have. Let's do this next. Of all these movies I've listed, are there any movies you haven't seen? Just to kind of make sure we're aware of that, because there's a few I haven't.
Quick scan. I'm pretty sure I've seen them all. Jesus, okay. I need help.
This is good. This is why I have you on the episode, because I have not seen Zone of Interest and The Color Purple.
Oh,
and Society of the Snow.
Okay.
Only ones I have not seen. Color Purple, I missed that screening that night. I saw Boy and the Heron for a second time. And Society of Snow, I got lazy that day and didn't go. Zone of Interest, I'm probably going to go tomorrow. You know, LA traffic is a really big deterrent sometimes. I'm like, do I want to sit in the traffic or not?
Yeah.
So that comes up. Okay. So you've seen them all, which is awesome, which is great. Perfect. At this point, let's go to this. What are the shoo-ins? What are the ones that we're saying we'll bet our life savings, our house, our apartments, our belongings, they will get nominated for Best Picture? Let's get those crossed off.
Okay, so I would definitely say Barbenheimer is going to hold hands from the theatrical box office to a shoo-in for Best Picture. I think you can lock in Poor Things, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Holdovers.
Okay.
You can probably lock in Maestro.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be too overzealous, but to me, there's eight. There's eight like shoo-ins for me.
So that means we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What are the other two? Am I missing? Did I count wrong? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, what else?
I would put in American Fiction and Past Lives. Whoa. I think Past Lives is, I don't know. I don't really see what people are talking about with Past Lives.
In terms of it not being a shoo-in? Because, I mean, the conversation lately feels like it's shifting to, like, is Past Lives on the bubble now?
Yeah, which, I don't know. I just think it's happening.
Okay.
Maybe I'm biased, though.
Maybe, well, I don't know. So here's what I think I'll agree with your shoo-ins. Oppenheimer, Barbie, I agree with. Poor Things, I agree with. Flower Moon, I agree with. Holdovers, I think we can agree with. Maestro, I agree with. I think Maestro, though, is going to go home with Nothing, if I'm being honest, though. But maybe we'll get into that later.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We'll talk.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
That's where I stop insurance, though. After my show is where I stop with, like, at that point, I don't know if I'm willing to bet my house on these other movies.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you know what? Yeah, when you talk about bet the house, that's fair. That's fair. We can stop at six, yeah.
Here's where I think things get shaky. So American Fiction, I think, very good chance. Past Lives, I hope, I'm praying, gets in. Why do you not have Anatomy of the Fall in the shoe-in category? What reservations do you have about Anatomy of the Fall?
I mean, I just, you know, based on the history of the Oscars, you just have more obstacles when you're an international film. And especially when the country doesn't select you for their representation, I guess, their representative. France chose The Taste of Things instead of Anatomy of a Fall.
But you say the French title, Jonathan.
For The Taste of Things?
Yeah.
It's like Le Pat de Feu.
There we go.
Yeah.
I would not have even attempted it, but nice job. Okay.
Dude, I got you. Got to make, an impression here. Yeah, I just think you have more obstacles, but I mean, I have it in, but, you know, when you phrase it, would I bet my house? I would not.
My other question is this. It feels like over the last couple of years, the Oscars have committed to at least selecting one movie that's international for their 10. Last year, it was Triangle of Sadness. Was there another one besides Triangle of Sadness? I can't remember.
All Quiet on the Western
All Quiet. Front. The year before, we got something again.
Drive My Car, I think.
Drive My Car. So I feel like now they're at least committed to one. I think Anatomy of Fall will be their one.
Okay.
I guess, but I don't know if it's a shoe-in. Why is Zone of Interest not on your shoe-in?
Kind of the same deal. And as someone who likes the Zone of Interest, I'm probably going to have to eat my words on this, as my subscribers love to throw back in my face all the time. When I saw it at TIFF, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot imagine like my parents watching this movie and liking it. It was one of those movies for me personally, because there's really no plot. You know, I won't go into spoilers, but it is very just kind of an experience. It's very different. Some people say experimental. Now, that hasn't stopped it at all, but it is something to take note, at least for me, in my head.
I think that's a really good point. I mean, there's a reason why a movie like Top Gun Maverick can get into a Best Picture race, is because as much as we like to think the Oscars are like snobby, I think general audiences look at the Oscars as like this highbrow type of award ceremony, but they've shifted lately to try to include more popular movies among like the general audiences. And general audiences watching Zone of Interest, that ain't happening. And if it is happening, I don't think they're responding to it in a way that is going to be positively. So I would agree is why I have Zone of Interest in my bubble as well. I haven't seen The Color Purple yet. I feel like I've been hearing like all this mixed reactions of like obvious shoe-in to like maybe it's not. As someone who's seen it, where are you standing on it?
I was a little mixed on the movie overall. But I was totally ready to just be like, okay, they're probably just gonna throw it in. But you know, you have to look at precursors and everything like that, and The Color Purple just hasn't been performing as well as you would like, especially for a movie that's breaking so late, that didn't have any festival buzz or anything like that. It missed the Best Picture nomination at the Golden Globes, where they split it up into comedy, musical, and drama. It missed for a movie like Air, which is just not what you want to see if you're rooting for The Color Purple. So that one is, you know, we'll have to see. It's not out yet, at least as of when we're recording. If the box office is huge, you know, you can feel better about it, but I'm skeptical.
Is The Color Purple possibly this year's West Side Story, in the sense that it could... It has a lot of talent behind it, big names behind it. But West Side Story was essentially a flop. Not a lot of people saw it. but the power of the names got it to the Best Picture race. Do you think it could take that similar route?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I guess it's a little different because I know the producers for The Color Purple are big, like mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, but the director is not very well known. Mm-hmm. I think he's best known for doing one of those Beyoncé film thingies. So the visual style just isn't there, especially with Spielberg, who's also a producer on Maestro, who's getting out there. So, I mean, it's always possible. You know, you never okay. want to say anything, but I don't know.
All right, so let's do this now. We have six shoe-ins. Let's choose our four that we think we're going to get in, and then we'll talk about the outliers. So if we're choosing a couple more, we're saying American Fiction gets in.
Okay.
I'm trusting you, Past Lives. I'm gonna go with you on this
trust,
one.
I'm hoping. Trust. I'm Asian. Past Lives is Asian. I feel it, man. I feel it. Okay. I feel it.
Perfect. It's science. Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Eight. That's our eight. So we have to pick two more. Where's your head? Are you going Anatomy of the Fall, Zone of Interest?
I would do those two, yeah.
Okay.
Well, what are you feeling?
It's tough to say. I think I'm feeling pretty not confident in Anatomy of the Fall anymore. Anatomy of a Fall? The Fall? One of the Falls.
A Fall, yeah.
I'm actually kind of curious on where May-December is right now in terms of the public eye.
Yeah,
it feels like it's getting a lot of momentum through... I mean, it was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah,
Melton is kind of... he's partially owning the Best Supporting Actor race.
Yep.
It's popular online and amongst crowds.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'm kind of wondering where this sits. But if I'm betting my house or trying to play it safe, I would probably choose what you have as well.
Okay.
These are the 10. So for people listening, here are the 10 that Jonathan and I feel mostly secure about saying these are the best pictures as of December 22nd, 2023. These are what we feel will be nominated. That is Oppenheimer, Barbie, Poor Things, Flower Moon, Holdovers, Maestro, American Fiction, Past Lives, Anatomy of the Fall, Zone of Interest. We talked about The Color Purple. We talked a little bit about May, December. What are the chances Air gets in?
the reason I'm laughing is because I'm a huge basketball fan.
Okay.
And I'm a sneakerhead. The Suns, unfortunately.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, unfortunately. And for some reason, the movie that I get the most shit about for liking it is Air. Like, my subscribers will not let go that I really like the movie Air.
Okay.
So, but, like, it's like, there. It's very much on the bubble. Because this is a dad movie. Like, the cast and crew, everyone loves them, with like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Viola Davis. Amazon is behind it. I mean, it did get a Golden Globe nomination for Best Picture. I mean, it's on the bubble. I wouldn't have it in, but I mean, it's like, if you don't have it in your top 15, if you're predicting, then I'm sorry, you're just hating. You're just hating.
Whose spot is it taking if it gets in?
Oh, God.
Oh, are we living in a world where Zone of Interest loses out to Ben Affleck's Air?
For some reason, I'm gonna get shit on if Air takes out one of the international films. But I guess it would have to be one of the international films. If people were just like, "Yo, Zone of Interest was weird," and they're like, "I like Air though."
I mean, here's the thing: like you said, Air has prime money behind it.
Yeah.
And like, if Zone of Interest comes out, which it's kind of trickling out right now, has that weird reaction and Prime pours buku bucks into marketing Air, which they have the money to do.
Yep.
Gets it back into theaters, gets people watching again, shoves the thumbnail back onto Prime's, like Prime Video's main collage of thumbnails. You know, when the Golden Globes happen, they're going to be like, putting it like Golden Globe nominated Air, like click here to watch it again.
Oh yeah.
And like you said, do people love this movie? I remember when this movie came out, I wasn't planning on making a video on it on social media, Mm-hmm. And then someone tagged, I got like a bunch of tags in this one video saying like, can you give us your opinion on Air? And I was like, this movie came out like a day ago, but I guess like if people keep tagging me, and I made a review and it did really, really well. And I was like kind of shocked by how well it did. People fucking love Air. People love this movie. And like, this is like the simplicity pick, people. It's easy to access. Mm-hmm. It's not a very complicated story. It's the story people are familiar with. It has big names in it. As much as like, I hate to say it, like I agree, like Air should be in everybody's like 15 prediction bubble right now. Like, yeah. I think it's up there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for making me feel seen right now.
You let your subscribers know, I agree, Air is up there.
That's right.
Important to know, I'm not saying like it deserves to be up there. I liked Air too. Like, I'm not saying I don't like it either. I just like, if it got nominated in the 10, I would be a little like, that's typical Oscar stuff, but it probably won't win.
Yeah.
If it wins the Golden Globe, are we having a different conversation?
Oh my God, dude. I can't even, I can't even imagine a reality where that happens. Oh my God.
At some point in the Oscar race, people were saying All of Us Strangers was a lock. At this point in time, it does not feel like that's the case anymore.
No.
What happened to All of Us Strangers?
One, the release is weird. Mm-hmm. And once again, that just matters. I think you need to let people see your movie in a way that's not difficult. I know for here in Arizona, I don't think we're getting it until January.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah. So people here, they got to wait a few more weeks. So that's not great. And I know the reactions were strong from critics, but weirdly enough, maybe it's just my feed, but the more that All of Us Strangers has shown, I feel like the more skewed the other way it's starting to head, at least for the people I follow and respect, I feel like I'm getting a lot of mixed feelings about All of Us Strangers. And to be honest, I feel that way as well, personally. But even if you want to look at the Globes or Critics' Choice, like, why isn't All of Us Strangers in Critics' Choice if it's one of the most acclaimed movies of the year? Like, why isn't it there then?
Okay.
So, you know.
Is All of Us Strangers the movie from this year that will miss Best Picture, miss Best Director, but, like, score a couple acting noms, maybe a writing nom?
Possibly. Possibly, yeah. I could see that. Or May December fits that bill as well. Could be. I'd say one of those two.
It's hard for me to say something about All of Us Strangers because I saw it, and full disclosure for everybody listening, I may have taken some recreational food before watching it. And like, I feel like I was in the zone, but not in the All of Us Strangers zone. So when the movie ended, I was like, I should probably watch that again, maybe with more a sober mind. But I did like it. But I do see it kind of being a complicated reaction from general audiences. Once again, the release date being staggered until January is a problem. I think that in the long run, if that reaction in January is really strong, maybe we bump it back up.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm seeing like an Andrew Scott nomination at the least. That's like the minimum I'm seeing it getting nominated at this point.
Okay.
Napoleon.
Oh my God.
Destiny has brought us here.
No,
Jonathan.
Please.
Napoleon. Is there any chance Napoleon gets into the 10?
Oh God. I really can't see it. I really can't see it. And I know the shortlist came out and Napoleon was kind of sprinkled in a decent amount of places, at least much to my chagrin. But a 10, especially in this year, I mean, that's just tough. I'd be shocked if that happened.
Does Ridley Scott's name and Joaquin Phoenix's name carry enough weight to get it in? That's my only fear. This is my fear. Oscar voters are notoriously lazy. They don't watch everything.
Yeah.
They look at a ballot, they see Ridley Scott's name, they see Joaquin Phoenix's name, and they vote for it. That is my fear in this situation. Now, I maybe I'm being too cynical and that won't happen, but that is the only reason I feel like Napoleon, I have like not a shoe-in, obviously, not even on the bubble, but I do want to keep my eye on it.
Yeah, I mean, that is possible, but Ridley Scott had two movies in 2021 with The Last Duel and House of Gucci.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I think with both of those movies, it got one nomination combined.
What, like hair and makeup for House of Gucci?
I think so. Yeah. So I really just can't see it, especially for the longest movie of the year in Napoleon. Like, I really can't see it.
Yeah, I agree. It did feel like the longest movie of the year. Will there ever be a year they nominate a animated feature in Best Picture besides, you know, last time it happened was Toy Story 3, I believe, like in 2019. Is it Spider-Verse? What are we talking here?
I mean, it should. And like with international films, animated films just have more of an obstacle as well, unfortunately. I mean, Spider-Verse, it's still kind of a bubble contender, I guess.
Okay.
Because there is a lot of craft. I mean, it is one of the best reviewed movies. It was a hit with audiences. It made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You look at the shortlist again, it's in multiple places. Or if you're an animated film, you at least want your name in other categories, at least sprinkled around, so you have that awareness. So there's a shot, but it's just not looking good. Maybe they wait until beyond the Spider-Verse, where they know it's the last time they have a chance to reward it, which famously happens with trilogies. They just wait until the last one, like Lord of the Rings, maybe like a Dune. But yeah, it's on the bubble.
Well said. Two follow-up questions to that.
Yeah.
How badly do their chances hurt because of the news that they treat their animators like shit? Hurt their chances?
It probably does. Probably hurts it a decent amount, because especially with like the Annie Awards, which is basically like the Oscars, but only for animated movies, that could hurt it. And it's one thing if there's no real contender behind you. But I mean, Boy and the Heron it's just right there. Like, why not?
Perfect segue to my second follow-up question. I mean, it seems like the obvious, and it is the front runner to win Best Animated Feature, but I think there's a reality the Boy and the Heron could sneak up and take the win. What do you think?
I agree. I actually agree. My stance on that has changed a bit. I can definitely see them doing that instead. I think there is more of an urgency to recognize Miyazaki again with Boy and the Heron versus the second part in a trilogy, so it's definitely possible.
Okay, all right. I guess we shall see what happens there. Let me see if there's anything else. I don't want to bring this movie up, mainly because I don't dislike it, but I just think the discourse is annoying. But I also saw the Golden Globe noms come out, and I'm like, is there even a chance anymore? Saltburn is a movie that just released on Prime as a date of, you know, right now as we're talking, people are rewatching it or watching it for the first time. It has a couple nominations in the Golden Globe, including Best Comedy, right? I believe so.
Was it?
Full list nomination. Let's double check this. Best Motion Picture Comedy. It's not there. Okay, it's not there.
It was a Critics' Choice. It got nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
It was Best Picture nominee.
I saw it somewhere. So it's been nominated for a Critics' Choice for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at least Rosamund Pike has been nominated.
Yeah.
And Barry Keoghan has been nominated.
Yep.
What's the Saltburn predictions here?
I just do not think this movie will get recognized.
Okay.
I don't. And
you should tell that to all the commenters in my videos. They're convinced Saltburn is like going to be recognized throughout every category.
Buckle up, then, listeners. Buckle up. I don't see it. And I'm not someone who hates Saltburn either. Mm-hmm. I was like mixed, leaning positive, I guess, for Saltburn.
Yeah.
But once again, like, I just cannot imagine some section of the Academy watching Saltburn and being like, this is it. Like, this is my movie, as Barry is, you know, doing something to a grave. Like, I don't see it. I really don't.
Okay. The little movie that could, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret? What are we talking about here? Maybe a small chance?
Sure, you know, anything's possible. In the words of Kevin Garnett when he won the finals, anything's possible.
It's true.
It would be a small chance, though.
It's so funny. If a lot of these movies, you know, All of Us Strangers, Rustin, Saltburn. Not next goal wins. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. The Iron Claw. All of these have maybe minuscule chances, but I think it maybe we could talk about, they may have minuscule chances for Best Picture, but like Saltburn, do you think a Rosamund Pike nomination is looming?
It's possible, because like, I'll admit, she has been getting in some places and even showing up in some critics groups. But yeah, I really think Rosamund Pike and then maybe a Tech for Saltburn, like on its best day. But I do love Rosamund Pike though.
Okay. Rustin?
Domingo or Bust, I guess. Well, I guess it does have that original song.
Yeah. That, well, the original song's a different, that's a different story completely, but it does feel like Coleman Domingo or Bust. But like, I know we're not talking about best actor, the best actor race right now, but I've seen a lot of people put Coleman Domingo in the five that will be nominated. Is it, is he in your five?
I don't think he's in my five personally, but he's like six.
Do you know your five off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's, I would have Bradley Cooper, Cillian Murphy, Paul Giamatti, Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction, and I'm going to stick with Leo in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Ooh, you, were you nervous about someone else? Just Coleman, I guess?
Yeah, really, Coleman or Andrew Scott?
I'm between Coleman and Andrew Scott. I want to believe, in a perfect world, Zac Efron is like starting to be discussed, but I don't think it'll ever get there.
Yeah. Again, it's tough.
It, yeah, did that December release really fuck them over? Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender for Next Goal Wins?
For Best Actor? Oh my God. If the Academy wants to get pooped on even more, then sure, go for it.
Okay. All right. All right. What's the origin story here? The origin story for people listening, I feel like one is not getting a lot of trailers, not a lot of marketing, because it's not coming out until January, but it is the new Ava DuVernay movie. I haven't watched it yet. I have it at home. I haven't turned it on yet. Is there any origin possibilities for, what are you thinking for origin?
For me personally, no.
Okay.
And I saw in Toronto, once again, they're doing some weird release where it's like here for a week and then everywhere else in next January. Year. Next year, good luck if you're not in LA or New York. And I mean, I guess some people really love that movie, which is great. That movie's divisive, though.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I'm very curious when you watch it, if you watch it, to know what you think.
It's a holiday weekend. I'm going to pop it in probably this weekend.
Okay. I'm curious. All right.
Oh, you know what I don't have on here? Is there any chance? What are Ferrari's chances here? Are we on the Ferrari race car vroom vroom train?
I like Ferrari.
I do, too. I think it's good.
I like the movie. Yeah, it's good. Good movie. Ferrari, good. It's Best Picture. I don't think so.
Okay.
But I mean, hey, it popped up in Sound. All right. The short list. Love to see it. I think it popped up in Makeup, if I'm not mistaken. It did. Once again, sprinkling its name. I don't think it'll happen though. But
okay.
Ferrari good though.
I agree. Ferrari good. Society of Snow, you brought up, which I think is an interesting movie to bring up because I'm not sure how many people are going to be aware of it right now. I do think out of all these movies we've been talking about that we're releasing in January, All of Us Strangers and Origin, Society of Snow gets a release date on Netflix in January. I think this is the one that potentially could get that momentum. I mean, Netflix release is big. It's, the accessibility is huge. And I've heard only good things about Society of the Snow. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. That's why the short lists were very interesting to me. And the fact that we're recording after they came out is good because you want to see what movie potentially has some support. So like for reference, last year, All Quiet was not on anybody's radar. It was probably Netflix's like third priority. And then all of a sudden, it popped up on like every short list and then it like got nominated everywhere at the BAFTAs. And it's like, oh my God, it's happening. Society of the Snow popped in at a few different spots on the short list. It has a release date that works for Netflix. And while it is way too early to tell, the more people that are seeing Maestro, I think the less people are liking it.
That is happening. That is so actively happening as we are speaking.
Yeah.
It's like I go on Twitter every day and there's a new Maestro slander, which to be clear, I'm not the biggest Maestro guy either, but it is funny to see like the Maestro hype when it first came out. And now that it's out publicly, this is like the tables are turning, as they say.
Yeah. It's the villain. It's the villain of the year, which is crazy. Since it's Bradley Cooper, a person who everyone was like, oh my God, he got robbed for A Star Is Born.
But how much do you think the actors on actors affected the villainization, the vilification of this movie? Because honestly, I think it's not helping the movie at all.
No, I don't think any of it was helping. And some of it, you know, I'm kind of like you. I didn't love Maestro. I mean, I don't dislike it. I'm not like, get this out of my eyeballs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't the biggest fan of it. But yeah, the takedowns on social media from like some of his quotes on actors, I was like, oh my God, people really do not want him to win. And we should say like, those are like Twitter people, you know, doesn't really matter. I am pretty positive Bradley Cooper is a very, very well-liked person within the industry,
which is
all that matters. But even still, it is something to watch if Maestro's reception just keeps tanking.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I think you make a really good comparison of Society of the Snow with All Quiet on the Western Front. So it popped up on the international shortlist. It feels like it's probably a shoe-in for Best International Feature nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Popped up on the makeup and hairstyling shortlist.
Yep.
Popped up on the original score shortlist.
Uh-huh.
Which famously, to your detriment, to your curse, All Quiet Western Front also popped up on the best score and ended up winning.
Yeah.
Popped up on visual effects shortlist.
Yep.
So it popped up 1, 2, 3, 4 times on the shortlist. I think this is like an incredible parallel to All Quiet on the Western Front, that if it does come out, makes that wave in January, I think we should reconvene in January and then we can say,
yeah,
maybe it is in the top 10 now.
Maybe. I mean,
wild.
It's possible. I don't think it'll go as hard as All Quiet, where it like was almost like a personal attack on me with All Quiet on the Western Front. Like it really started to feel that way. But it is something to note because
I don't know. I almost feel like it may go pretty hard. It's a disaster movie. People fucking love disaster movies. It's based on a true story. People fucking love that.
Mm-hmm.
J.A. Boyana is well liked as a director. I mean, I like his stuff besides Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see this like going hard. People latch on to the strangest Netflix movies for so long.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to be the one people latch onto. At some point, when Bird Box is able to like stay popular for as long as it did, I'm like, people just love to like latch on to random Netflix originals. And like, that's, I feel like this could be the one. It'll be so interesting to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, any movie I'm missing? Is there, I mean, like, do you have a dark horse here? Is there a movie that like you think everybody should keep their eye on?
For Best Picture?
Yeah, for Best Picture.
I mean, what do you think about like Quantumania?
Yeah. Well, actually, as of recently, probably not anymore. You know, before the actual Jonathan Majors verdict, I would say, Quantumania is definitely
it has
up
a good
there.
Shot.
Now it's now their chances are ruined.
Yeah.
I think if I'm picking a dark horse, I'm pretty convinced on Society of the Snow as my dark horse. But if I'm like thinking about the present right now, my dark horse is May December. That's what I would choose.
Okay.
One that I just like, it's in the conversation enough.
Yeah.
People are watching it. It's been, you know, showing up in other critic circles and nominations. It feels like to me, it should be an obvious shoo-in. I would choose that over maybe one or two of the movies that we have listed here. And it's the one I think everybody should maybe keep their eye on right now is May, December. That's what I would choose.
Yeah, I probably agree. Because it has the prestige, it has the actors, it has the filmmakers, Netflix is behind it. I think that's a good one.
Okay, let's do this now. We have our 10 that we chose. Part of the power rankings, as you know, you're an NBA fan, you know how power rankings work. We're going to now actually rank them.
Okay.
By their power, I suppose, is why they call it power rankings.
All right.
10th place, what do we got? What's your vote here?
I am going to say Zone of Interest.
Okay. I would agree with that. I put Zone at 10.
Okay.
What's 9?
I feel like you want to go Past Lives at 9. I will concede.
I will do Past Lives at 9. I'm really concerned about Past Lives, I'm being honest.
Tough.
I think that Celine Song showing up in some nominations is really good. Greta Lee showing up is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the steam gone? That's my worry.
No,
hurdled? You think so?
No, we're so back. We're so back. If we were doing this a few months ago, maybe I'd be like, yo, the steam might be gone.
Okay.
We're back though. Clip this,
listeners. I'll clip it right now. Everybody's listening right now. We're saying, Jonathan's saying we're back, so we're back. 8, we feel Anatomy of a Fall?
Yeah, gotta be.
Okay. A Fall. It's one of the falls. Is the fall A Fall? I don't know. 7, where are we going to 7 here?
Gosh.
American Fiction feels like a 7.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
It's the top ones. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
6th place, our 6th spot in the power rankings. We have Maestro, The Holdovers, Flower Moon, Poor Things, Barbie, Oppenheimer.
I think Maestro.
So I guess it kind of, the power rankings is ranking what we think the likelihood of them winning Best Picture. You think Maestro has less of a chance than The Holdovers?
To win Best Picture? I do.
Okay. I think it's like a pretty like equal tie, but okay. I think that's fair. So you feel good at Holdovers at 5 then?
Yeah.
All right. This is the part I was worried about. The top 4 feel impossible. And I I'm frustrated and stressed, but sometimes I wonder like, is that better than like the last 2 years where it was just so obvious who is going to win?
Sure.
Does that make it more exciting to watch the Oscars and not know who's going to win? I don't know.
Yeah.
We have 4 movies here, 5 movies here, 4 movies here. Flower Moon, Poor Things, Barbie, Oppenheimer. Honestly, I could see every single one of these movies winning Best Picture. If Barbie won, Poor Things won, Flower Moon won over Oppenheimer, I would be a little shocked, but not to the point where I was like upset by it.
Yeah, agreed.
These are like 4 extremely strong contenders. I don't know if we've had a year where like 4 movies felt like they could win Best Picture.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what do you think for 4th place then?
Gosh. I think people disagree with this. I think Poor Things is 4.
So I don't disagree with you, but I'm afraid Flower Moon has dropped the ball on their marketing campaign.
Yeah.
They feel non-existent in like the social media world, and the conversation feels like it has somewhat ceased. And that's kind of strange to me.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I guess it's just, I don't know, Flower Moon for like the critics groups and like the shortlists and the Glows and Critics' Choice, it hasn't like lost a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it could really depend on who you think's taking like adapted screenplay or best actress.
Good point.
I don't know. But to me, honestly, Poor Things and Killers are 3 and 4 in whatever order.
Okay. I'm going to go Poor Things at 4. I kind of agree with you on Poor Things on 4.
Okay.
While I think it's going to be like do well in circles, what do you think the general audience reaction is going to be to Poor Things? A movie that comes out, I think wide release today. So many things are coming out today, apparently.
Yeah.
Do you think what the general reaction is going to be, though? I don't think it's going to be like as...
I do not think it's going to be good.
I don't think so either. I mean, Lanthimos is loved by, the cinephiles of the world and the Letterboxd users, but like your average Joe Schmo on the street going to check out Poor Things, I don't know, man. I don't think they're going to walk out like saying, give that Best Picture.
Yeah, like imagine those like families that like, go to the movie theaters on Christmas. It's like, oh, Emma Stone. No, Poor Things.
I know that.
I made that movie
the other day, and I was like, "Not a family movie." By the way,
I would
depends
melt
on
in my
your
seat.
Family.
Yeah, sure. Oh my gosh, if I saw this with my parents, I'd Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay.
I just freeze.
Poor Things at 4. I'm okay with Flower Moon at 3. That leaves us at 2-1. Barbie and Oppenheimer. Is it really going to be a Barbenheimer year after all the talk about Barbenheimer? I think it's hilarious that we're going to get to the Oscars and then the Barbenheimer theme will continue. But it truly does feel like we've reached that point.
I know. It's crazy. I really didn't think we'd get to that. But I really do, for now, I really do think it's a Barbenheimer thing. Okay. And I know there's a lot of people who like to be very vocal that they don't like Barbie. And once again, buckle up. You better buckle up for Barbie.
Okay, this is a good segue to a question I had. Since it does feel like a Barbenheimer type of standoff in this award show, What is Barbie taking and what is Oppenheimer taking? Just what do you think? What are we thinking here?
At the Oscars.
So we're talking, let's do this. Best original song, does Barbie win?
Yeah, I say Barbie wins.
Barbie wins. Production design, is Barbie or Oppenheimer taking it, one of them?
To me, it's between Barbie and Poor Things.
Barbie takes it, though, if I'm being honest.
I think Barbie takes it.
Okay, it's another win for Barbie. What's Oppenheimer taking for sure over Barbie? Best actor?
Yeah, best actor, just because, okay. No contenders for Barbie.
No.
Director?
Are we sure?
Oh, hitting
you. Remember that John Cena video? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, are you sure about that? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, if Oppie hits a billion in 2024, I say put my house on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it's going to hit a billy.
I don't think we should count out Gerwig just yet, though.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Supporting actor, does Gosling
go. That's a showdown.
Take it over RDJ, or does Melton show up and beat both of them?
I don't think Melton will win. I think the Academy is going to be snobby about that one. They're going
to
be like,
give it to RDJ?
Gosh, I really want to say Gosling, but
Clip it, everybody. Jonathan said Gosling.
Oh, here we go. Like at the SAG Awards, like Ryan Gosling as Ken. I mean, I talked to people who was like, Robert Downey Jr. isn't even the best supporting actor in Oppenheimer, but Ryan Gosling is like so it.
Who is the best supporting actor in Oppenheimer?
I don't know.
Is it Alden Ehrenreich?
Alden Ehrenreich, David Krumholz. Shout out Jason Clarke.
Safdie? Safdie's good in it too?
Safdie's good in it.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, in my own videos, I might go Gosling in my own video.
Oh boy. In my dream of dreams, Melton beats both of them and leaves them both awkwardly standing there.
Sure, that would be great.
But it's so funny because you can play this scenario out a million times and like you could get a different result each time. You can say like the Academy is paying RDJ respect for his years of service, for overcoming, the drugs addiction that he had, for kind of pulling up his bootstraps. What are you going to
say? I thought you were going to say for overcoming the MCU.
That too. I mean, he overcame the MCU. Yeah. I could see them like saying, good job, RDJ. You've made it. You're back.
Yeah, totally.
Then again, I mean, Gosling has been around. He was nominated for La La Land, lost.
I mean, I'm Just Ken being a contender in original song, I think also puts another spotlight on Gosling. But, I could just be tripping.
Supporting actress, not a race between Emily Blunt and America Ferrera. Although I think both of them will get nominated.
I agree.
But Divine Joy Randolph is cleaning house on every, basically, award circuit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change for the Oscars.
Yeah, she's putting up Michael Jordan numbers right now. So it's really tough to go against her. I guess there's a shot for Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple.
True.
Who is very like loud and showy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, it's hard to go against Devonjo Randolph right now.
Okay. Yeah, she can shoot that ball from like half court and that's
right. Miss. Yeah, that's right.
So currently, in terms of like what movies taking more awards, Barbie or Oppenheimer, Barbie kind of has the leg up on Oppenheimer because I think it might score more. Well,
the text, I think Oppenheimer is going to clean up for the most part.
Okay. You think like sound?
Sound, editing, cinematography, like put it in.
Well, what about Saltburn for cinematography, Jonathan?
For a win? Oh my goodness.
It's not happening.
Sorry, any viewers.
Saltburn fans, I'm so sorry. Jonathan and I do not think it's happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening, guys. You can watch the movie on Prime. Enjoy it. It's not happening.
No. Okay. Love Linus Sangren, cinematographer.
Yeah.
Shout out Babylon, but not happening for Saltburn.
Okay. So you think Oppenheimer's cleaning up sound, cinematography,
sound, score? Cinematography, score, editing.
Editing. You think editing over Flower Moon?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close.
It'll be close. But the fact that Oppenheimer is almost guaranteed best sound, I think that helps with editing. There is that stat of like a huge correlation between that.
Okay. So it cleans up in text, maybe loses to Barbie in production design and original song, obviously.
Yeah. Costumes, probably Barbie.
Barbie as well. We get to the acting side of things. Killian is the front runner, would you say?
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm really trying not to let the internet get to my head.
Okay.
Because.
And that means?
Everything about the Academy's history with Best Actor screams, this is Bradley Cooper.
You think so?
Everything about the Best Actor winners for the past X years is like, this is Bradley Cooper's. A transformation. Maestro is going to win makeup.
Uh-huh.
Because the makeup, especially like the old Leonard Bernstein makeup, is honestly pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. But I think it's winning makeup. It's a transformation played over like decades and decades. He is out there campaigning. He has maybe the clip of him at the cathedral.
Yeah.
But I do agree, like, I don't know. I wouldn't vote for Bradley Cooper.
Okay. You make a compelling argument. From what we're kind of talking about, it's very possible Oppenheimer walks away with zero acting wins.
Yeah. Ah, that sounds weird, too, though.
Like, it supporting actress, I think, rule it out. It's not winning.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Supporting actor, there's a fight there.
Yeah.
Actress, there's nothing there.
No, nothing there.
Actor, there's a fight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, they fighting.
Okay.
They fighting.
But I just want to point out, there's a reality, people listening, Oppenheimer walks away with zero acting wins. Which,
yes,
the internet might explode if that happens. I honestly am afraid to check Twitter after that.
Yeah, I think for the betterment of society, just give Paul Giamatti Best Actor and the holdovers.
And I'm that about way to no post, what's that meme of the guy standing up in the pew with the unpopular opinion?
Oh, yeah.
That's my version of Paul Giamatti winning. I would love for Paul Giamatti to win. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it would be good for society if he won. But.
Yeah, agreed.
Neither here nor there. Then we get the standoff of director. We think Nolan takes it.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. And then Best Picture, like we said, unless things drastically change through the Golden Globes, the Critic Choice Awards, the SAGs, the BAFTAs, it does feel currently Oppenheimer's number one. Circling us back to our original conversation of power rankings. So we agree Barbie's at two, Oppenheimer's at one.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that.
That is our power rankings. Let's go through them one more time so that our listeners can know. Zone of Interest at 10, Past Lives at 9, Anatomy of a Fall at 8, American Fiction at 7, Maestro at 6, Holdovers at 5, Poor Things at 3, Flower Moon Poor Things at 4, Flower Moon at 3. Was that a Freudian slip? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
Who knows? Poor Things at 4, Flower Moon at 3, Barbie at 2, Oppenheimer at 1. There is one movie we didn't really talk about too much in terms of like them battling out. American Fiction is a movie that I think people will really like when it comes out.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright's chances of winning Best Actor, I think, are higher than maybe we have not let on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's running at a smooth 4, but like that, once again, that's higher than I have like Leonardo DiCaprio or Colman Domingo. I think it's possible. I think American Fiction, if it wins adapted screenplay, I would be a little nervous.
We're having a different conversation.
I'd be a little nervous because screenplay, like, it's a comedy, it's a satire, it is very witty, it's sharp. They like that kind of screenplay. If it wins adapted screenplay, which would mean that it won over Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things,
Barbie. Oh, Barbie's going in original, right?
Yeah, they're campaigning for original. The Academy can say no, 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 and put it in adapted, but for now it's an original.
If
American Fiction won adapted screenplay, I'd be a little nervous because screenplay is usually very heavily favors the best picture
winner. Yeah, big indicator.
Yeah.
If Barbie takes an original and a fiction takes adapted, I think Barbie secures best picture. Maybe.
Ooh. Ooh. Maybe. Yeah. I think Oppenheimer, if it is going to win all those techs and director, and we're not even talking about an acting award, I don't think it needs screenplay to win best picture. But still, I would be a little nervous if Barbie won and American Fiction won and I'm on Team Oppenheimer. I'd be a little nervy.
Okay. I guess Barbie has to beat out The Holdovers, which feels like that is the front runner to win best original screenplay right now.
Yeah, it would have to beat The Holdovers, I guess. Okay. No, I mean, it would, yeah.
All right. Well, we have our 10. Once again, it is December 22nd. I predict this 10 will change drastically in the month from now. January 22nd, I think we need to reconvene and determine where everything sits. I don't know if like the top 4 will change drastically, but hell, maybe it could. Who knows? If there's one like surprise loser of the night that you think walks away with one award, maybe no awards, what movie do you think it's going to be?
I think there's a chance Anatomy wins nothing.
Okay.
I think there's a chance American Fiction wins nothing.
Yeah, same. I agree.
I think there's a chance Past Lives wins nothing.
Okay. Wow, you admitted that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you know, it takes a man to admit something like that.
No growth. It's much very it hurts. Good. You grew in the last hour. Nice job.
That's right. Shout out to you. I think Maestro is going to win something.
Honestly, I'll be honest about Maestro. I think that if it wins anything, it's going to be makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be makeup.
But like the above the line categories?
Tough.
I would not be surprised if I see a tweet from Discussing Film saying Maestro scores 0 wins out of 6 nominations or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
I can see it happening. And then people start saying, why do people hate Bradley Cooper? And then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe Bradley Cooper joins the James Gunn Superman movie or something. I don't know.
Oh, fire. I mean, are we sure we can't just nominate Cooper for supporting actor for like Rocket Raccoon?
Like, he was good in that movie. I like that movie.
He's good. Very good voice acting. In a sick world, Poor Things and Flower Moon win nothing.
Dude, I actually think that Poor Things, it's a little scary to think that there is a world where it does win nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, Emma Stone is making a pretty good fight for Best Actress, which we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
I guess Mulligan is maybe, who is the frontrunner there? Best Actress, who would you say?
I think it's either Stone. Emma Stone or Lily Gladstone.
Oh, I was like, either Stone. Who's the other Stone?
Yeah, sorry.
Gladstone, yeah. I hope it's Gladstone. That personally, I hope it's Gladstone. I can see that happening. I think it It's between those two. But Mulligan is someone not to count out, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My final question. Let's just lock in these predictions now, and then we'll change them in the month as more things come in.
Yeah.
Let's get the above the line categories. Let's get, do you want to do what you think will win or what you want to win? Let's do both. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We can do both. We can do both.
Let me, copy paste tool. It's easy to do. Okay. Let's do this first. Let's do what you want to win. We'll do best picture, director, actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress. Let's go adapted screenplay.
Okay.
And original.
So who we want to win out of like the nominees that are actually possible? I assume.
Sure. Or let's do everything. Let's do the world is your oyster, Jonathan. Pick whatever you want. You can so choose like, Quantumania. Sure.
Yeah. So you're going to be like, all right, John Wick 4. best picture, right?
Best picture. No. Okay. Let's do, I guess, let's pull it back a bit and do actual movies that have potentials.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Let's just do that.
We can do that.
So what do you want to win? Go through the list and then I'll write it down. We'll kind of recap it.
So let's see. Out of the possibilities, I haven't finalized my top 10, but...
Same, I haven't either.
I will say I think I like this movie the most, which is May, December.
Okay. All right. Director.
Director. Who do I want? Who do I want? That is theoretically possible.
Theoretically possible.
You know, I would like to see Nolan win one.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
Win for the film bros listening.
Yep.
Actor.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. What does my heart say?
What does your heart of hearts say?
What does my heart say? It's between Killian and Paul Giamatti for me.
Okay.
Gosh, I just freaking love that curmudgeon Paul Giamatti, though. I love his eye. Yeah, I'll go Giamatti.
All right. Paulie G. Actress.
Actress. I would like to see Lily Gladstone win.
Supporting actor.
Yo. Oh, wait a minute. You know, Charles Melton is Korean, I gotta say.
Oh.
Which I am also half Korean.
Okay.
But I gotta go with my heart. And the performance that will be remembered from this year, which is Ken Ryan Gosling. Gotta do it.
Gosling in the actor role. Actress.
Oh man, dude, your listeners are probably like, oh my god, I hate this dude. actress, honestly, Rachel McAdams.
Ooh, good choice.
Thank you.
We didn't talk about that, but her chances getting nominated, I think, are growing by the week.
Yeah, I think there's strong push for her.
Okay.
It's growing.
Okay. Adapted?
Ooh, adapted is tough. Nah, I think I'd go Killers of the Flower Moon.
All right. Original.
Past Lives. Let's go.
There we go. Animated, I threw this in last second.
I'd go Spider-Man.
All right. All right. Now that's what you want to win. That's in your perfect world. That's the Film Drunk Awards.
Yeah, that's right.
What is your current predictions as of today, December 22nd, to win?
Oppenheimer Best picture.
Okay.
Nolan director.
Okay.
Cooper actor.
Okay.
Damn, don't feel good about that one.
actress.
I'm going to keep Gladstone.
Okay. Supporting actor.
Oh my God. Okay. Don't be biased. Just think about it. And here we go. I'm keeping Gosling.
Gosling. Supporting actress.
Divine Joy Randolph.
Adapted.
See, adapted? I have no clue. I have no clue what to do on adapted. What am I feeling?
It's tough.
because I could see Killers, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, or a fiction win. I am going to go with, Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
I'm going to hit you with it. Can you feel it, Mr. Krabs?
Okay. I can feel it.
I'm going to actually stick with Killers.
Okay. I'll be honest. That's where I'm going right now, too. That's what I'm feeling. Original?
Barbie.
Wow. Animated? Spider-Verse?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Spider-Verse.
All right. Who am I in my world do I want to win Best Picture? I would love to see... Okay, we're talking theoretically possible.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm doing Boy and the Heron is my
Let's
dream
go,
pick.
Man.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Director, Miyazaki.
Nice. I need to rewatch this movie.
It gets better on rewatch. I've talked to a few people. They all like it more on the second watch.
Okay.
Actor, I think if I'm picking one, I'm also going Pauly G.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
Let's go.
Actress, Gladstone. I want Gladstone to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Actor, I'm on the Melton train.
Yep.
Actress, Randolph. I think even with the other great nominees, I want Randolph to win it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Adapted, I do feel like Flower Moon is a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Original, I'm going Holdovers.
Okay.
Animated, Boy and the Heron. Mm. Now, if I'm being serious about it, taking bias out, picture, I'm going Oppie.
Mm-hmm.
Director, yeah, I think Nolan currently has the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Actor, I think Killian has a lead.
Nice.
Actress. Oh man, are people talking about Margot Robbie winning this at all? What are the feelers out there on this one?
I don't think her winning, but she has actually been getting a lot more nominations than I thought she would at this stage.
That's what I've been like. I feel like I've been tracking is that. The discussion around her winning isn't happening, but she is showing up a lot.
Yeah, because if Barbie is this like huge contender, and I remember this was talked about months ago, it was like, why wouldn't the face of the movie come along with that in a Best Actress nomination? So she's popping up.
I still think Gladstone will win it, though, currently.
That'd be such an awesome win.
It would be a great win, huge win. Supporting actor, I think... I think you got me on the Gosling train. Right now.
Yes.
Supporting actress. Yeah, Randolph isn't losing that.
Okay.
Adapted. I think Flower Moon will pull it off.
Yeah. Give Scorsese another Oscar.
Yeah. I could see them doing adapted Flower Moon and then like Oppie Best Picture as like a way to split the award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then original. I think Holdovers has the edge over Barbie.
Okay.
Animated, I think Spider-Verse will win it, but we'll see how the kind of the race plays out. You know, if they start losing some awards to Boy and the Heron, I would not be surprised if it gets leapfrogged at all.
Yeah, when the televised award starts happening, then we gotta see it.
Okay, that is it. So just for everybody to be aware, here is my picks for what I think will win. As of today, December 22nd, the Oscars of next year. So I'm picking Oppie for Best Picture, Nolan for Best Director, Killian for Best Actor, Gladstone for Best Actress, Gosling for Best Supporting Actor, Randall for Best Supporting Actress, Flower Moon for Adapted, Holdovers for Original, Spider-Verse for Animated. Jonathan has... I almost read May, December. I was like, oh, May, December? No. Similar list. He has Oppenheimer as Best Picture, Nolan Director, Cooper for Actor, Gladstone for Actress, Gosling for Actor, Randolph for Actress, Adapted, Flower Moon, like me. Original, he has Barbie, and also has Spider-Verse for Animated. All right.
Amazing.
That is about it. I think we've talked about everything we could possibly talk about in terms of what is going to be nominated, what is not. The international kind of race for Best Picture international side, I feel like I have not seen enough movies to even talk intelligently about it, but those are always my favorite to kind of watch for the first time. I feel like by the time the Oscars roll around, I've seen like 90% of the things, and it's fun to watch some new stuff, and it's always international stuff. So
totally.
Do you have a favorite on that side though right now?
That you've seen? On the international side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like The Zone of Interest, The Taste of Things.
What's the one that people like, you think people need to be really aware of? Like, not aware of, but like that you liked a lot and you want people to be aware of?
I mean, probably Taste of Things.
Oh, really? That much, huh? Taste of
Things. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Damn.
I mean, obviously Society of the Snow, I think people will see.
Yeah.
So, and Perfect Days, I thought was good too.
Okay, I have that one too at home. I have not watched it. Fallen Leaves, I have not seen, but I've heard a lot of good things. Have you seen that one yet?
I have. It's you have to really be on the energy for that movie.
Got
it. And seeing it on my laptop, I was not on that energy at all. So admittedly, I need to rewatch it.
Okay.
But I'm glad people are liking it.
All right. Last question. Is there any world where Boy and the Heron wins best score over Oppenheimer?
I think so. I think there's a world.
Okay. It's a far away world? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, it's in a galaxy far, far away, but I think it could definitely happen. Did you see Boy and the Heron subbed or dubbed? Just quick question.
I've seen it subbed twice. I actually have not seen the dub yet. I've heard the dub is good, not great, though.
You're a sub person?
Yeah, the first time I saw it was back in like October, September for some small festival, and it was subbed. And then when I saw it in the release, it was subbed again. So I just like haven't had the chance to go to see it dubbed, but I love the Ghibli dubs. So I'm like
into watching
it. Yeah, they're
pretty
good.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm a subber. Okay, I'm just curious when I rewatch it eventually.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been told, you know, the Pattinson is amazing, but everybody else is like pretty Chris Pratty. So
oh god,
maybe not that bad.
Garfield, Mario.
Oh, you know what? Maybe this is a last minute thing. I keep bringing things up. I'm so sorry, everybody, but I do want to talk very quickly about the animated feature race.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like three obvious shoo-ins, and like then it's like who the fuck knows what's going to happen with that.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I have right now. Okay. Spider-Verse, obviously.
Yeah.
Boy and the Heron, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Okay, those are the only two I know, obviously, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Here's what I think are on the shortlist. Suzume.
Mm-hmm.
Nimona. Elemental. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wish.
God.
TMNT.
Mm-hmm.
Mario?
F my life.
I mean, made $1 billion, man.
Yeah.
Am I missing something else from this list?
Trolls
World Tour? Band Together? Which one is it? I don't remember.
I think it's Band Together.
Yeah, that one?
I think World Tour came out a few years ago. No, I know you weren't huge on Chicken Run.
Oh, Chicken Run. You were huge on Chicken Run. I remember seeing your reveals, like, surprised by it.
I loved Chicken Run.
I mean, there's not good. Every year, or not every year, but it feels like the past couple of years, Netflix has snuck in, like, one of their originals. I mean, Pinocchio won it last year, but the Sea Beast got in.
Yeah, the Sea Beast, yep.
So I could see, like, randomly Nimona or Donald the Nugget getting in. What are the five here, though, that you're predicting for animated noms?
Oh, gosh. I guess I haven't taken a look. Okay, so Spider-Verse, Boy and the Heron, yes.
Yes.
Lock. I think Elemental is good for nomination.
Too.
I think that's going to happen. I would then go... Oh, man, I haven't updated this in a while. I think I would go Nimona.
Wow. Really?
I think it's given me that vibe.
Okay.
I know Wish has gotten some things, but I think we can put that one down. We can put it to sleep.
Wow. Take it out back and put it down, Jonathan says.
Yeah. Of Mice and Men, that. Of Mice and Men, Wish. I mean, the song, it wasn't shortlisted. The song wasn't.
True.
It's a flop. It is a musical, so I'm not, you know, fully there. But let me just say the thing is loaded and it's outside right now. Not to get dark. I'm so sorry.
Like an old yeller. Wish. Okay.
Old yeller, you wish. Maybe TMNT.
Whoa. Okay.
That is weird. Have you heard of the movie The Peasants?
I have. I know it's getting like some discussions and kind of talks in certain circles, but it feels late to me.
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't feel like one that's getting any traction for people to watch it.
No, it doesn't. It's just, I know their previous movie got in, but yeah, I think you're right.
What was their previous movie? Do you remember?
Loving Vincent.
Oh, it's right. Yeah, Loving Vincent is good.
Yeah.
Guess I won't write it off.
What do you have?
I have, you know, Spider-Verse, Boy and the Heron, Elemental. Those are the three. I'm like, okay, I feel pretty confident about those.
Yeah.
After the shortlist came out with Wish not being on there, I have now kind of, it's kind of fallen down in my predictions. Same. Before I did have it in my five. Now I'm like, maybe not. Maybe it will be the light year of you know, last year where it was left off.
Right.
So now I'm at a point where I think Suzume gets in.
Okay.
And that leaves the fifth spot open, and it's between Nimona and Mutant Mayhem. Mm-hmm. And my gut tells me Mutant Mayhem will get in.
Oh, interesting. And
I think Nimona will miss the cut, which will be like
so, you have,
so sad considering it's like a movie that was revived and brought back to life. But I think Nimona's
pretty good.
Oh, I think it's great. I love it. But
so
I think
you
this
don't
is
have a Netflix title, correct?
Currently, no Netflix titles. I think that.
Okay. Interesting. Bold choice, Khan.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, maybe I mean, Suzume got the Golden Globe nom, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can write off Suzume right now.
No, I don't think you can either. The Globes, to their credit, do some interesting things for animated.
They do. They have, you're right.
Even in their, you know, bad past, they've done some interesting things. So I haven't seen that movie, actually. I feel bad. I have the screener for it, but.
Oh, it's good. It's good. You like it a lot.
Yeah.
Do you like Your Name or like his other work?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's not as good as those.
There's like a talking chair or something.
There's a talking chair, man.
Let's go.
Talking chair.
Love to see it.
Damn, now that you bring that up, yeah, Netflix is going to get something in. If it's getting anything in, it's Nimona. And maybe I take out Mutant Mayhem.
Ooh, tough.
I could see Mutant Mayhem not getting in and people losing their shit. I mean, Mutant Mayhem missed Golden Globe or Critic Choice, one of them.
Miss Golden Globe.
So there's a pattern.
I could see it.
Yeah, people will lose their shit if that happens. Yeah, I feel better about this five. Spider-Verse, Boy in the Heron, Elemental, Suzume, Nimona. That's what I'll go with.
Yeah. As someone who didn't even hate, like despise Wish, we need to come together though and stop that from happening. Wish cannot take a slot from one of these movies. Absolutely.
Yeah. But hey, the Disney machine is strong, and so we'll see what happens and kind of what happens with Wish.
Yeah.
All right. That's officially the end of this podcast before we get into like every single category and break it down, because that's what's happening here. First of all, Jonathan, thank you so much for being on. Can you tell people, the listeners, where we can find you on the internet?
Yeah. Well, first, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, you can just find me, The Film Drunk, on YouTube, Twitter, Letterboxd, Instagram now. So yeah,
perfect.
Make it easy
now. Oh, that's right, you're late to the Instagram game.
Yeah, I was late. I had it for a long time and I just never used it, and now I'm like, I'm just gonna post dumb stuff on here.
Yeah, that's just what it's meant for. Here you go.
That's right.
Perfect. I'll make sure to link all of your socials in the description of the episode. Next episode, I really don't know when this is published. I think it's going to be next week, but so I can't tell you listeners what episode is next, because I really don't even know. But stay tuned. Aquaman? No, it's good. No, this is post Aquaman, because this will probably come out Thursday of next week. So the episode before this should be Aquaman.
Shout out to Sydney, who likes Aquaman.
Shout out Sydney, who likes Aquaman.
Crazy.
We talked about it already.
Crazy. It's insane.
What comes out end of Christmas week? Ferrari, Color Purple.
Migration. Oh, wait. Migration's out.
I've seen it. It's fine. But I also took a recreational drug on that one, too. So
The birds were flying, and so were you.
Exactly. Maybe we'll do an episode on Anyone But You? I don't know. Did you watch that one already?
No, I haven't. I want to. I want to see it.
It's not bad. It's not bad. You know, that's a good way to end the podcast, actually, is do you have a movie this year that you love, maybe people haven't seen yet? Do you want to say, hey, go check this out?
Oh, a movie that came out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love Monster.
I haven't Corrieta seen it. Movie. The new Corrieta movie. Yeah. Yeah.
I really love that movie. I think it's really powerful. Like, I think the first third, you're like, this is like a little weird. Like, this movie, just the way, the structure of it. And then it like reveals itself to you and like kind of peels back what it's doing. I think it's amazing and one of the best screenplays of the year.
Damn. Good call out. That's a movie that's been on my list. I'm trying to get to it this weekend. Great. Monster. Everybody check it out. Thank you for listening, everybody. The rate review on Apple, Spotify. You can check it out. Check us out on Patreon for exclusive episodes. But other than that, Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Everybody else, have a wonderful day, night, week, and weekend. And I'll see you next time.